Good evening, my name is Allison Wood. I'm a resident of Islesboro, and I'm a physician assistant at the health center. Our patients were from the Rockaway region, encompassing the thin peninsula that was inundated and overwhelmed by the damaging effects of Superstorm Sandy. Many of our 200 patients were seniors from a nursing home severely damaged by the storm. Everybody wanted to be back home. Everyone I talked with was stunned that the storm was as serious as it was, and no one thought it would ever happen to them. As a 9-year veteran of DMAT missions, I have witnessed firsthand the effects of hurricanes and earthquakes. I have treated mothers who heartbreakingly survived their children, grandparents with one remaining grandchild out of an extended family. Whenever and wherever I am sent, there is one common theme. No one thought it would happen to them. Locally speaking, the residents and visitors to Islesboro are reliant on the Maine State Ferry Service in order to come and go to America, as we often call it. During 911 medical emergencies, the reliance evolves into 100% dependence. We depend on the ferry to transport our ambulance whenever the need arises. There is no predictable pattern to when emergencies occur: during the day, at night, waking up, eating lunch. Seizures can happen at 5 a.m., strokes while playing golf, and bowel perforations at 3 a.m. All of these are actual scenarios. There is no pattern and no way to predict when an emergency trip to the mainland on the Margaret Chase Smith will be needed. We do have access to the Life Flight helicopter for life-threatening situations, but they are weather-dependent and do not fly in inclement weather. Our airstrip is too short for the Coast Guard jet, and it would take more than an hour for the Coast Guard helicopter to fly from Cape Cod. Any weather-limiting life flight would also prevent small fixed-wing aircraft from flying in. When the weather allows, and it is an unusual southwest wind that prevents it from running, the Margaret Chase Smith is our safest means off the island. The health center's role in an emergency is to assess and stabilize the patient before and during transport. We rely on getting patients off island to either Penn Bay Medical Center or Waldo County General Hospital as soon as possible. We do not have the means to take care of acutely ill patients for an extended period. We do not have x-ray or lab capabilities. We can tell you what your cholesterol, blood sugar, and hematocrit for anemia are. We can tell if you have a urinary tract infection. We can give you an IV if you are dehydrated and antibiotics if you have a bacterial infection. We cannot give you a head CT if we suspect you are having a stroke or have had significant head trauma. We cannot tell by your cardiac enzymes if you are having a heart attack. We cannot give blood products in case of hemorrhage. The health center is staffed by 3 competent and experienced physician assistants who are only as strong as their limited resources. We rely on getting our patients off the island as soon as possible. We need to get them off island immediately, without delay. Not only when it's convenient, not just when the ferry crew feels like it can after hours, not even if there's a large tanker in the bay. I would like you all to know that my main professional goal is to take care of people well enough so that they don't need emergency care. But when they do, the goal immediately becomes getting them off island as quickly as possible to a local emergency room. Earlier I mentioned 3 actual emergency scenarios. Fortunately, every patient was transported and successfully treated on the mainland. Had the ferry not been running or delayed, my friend, the seizure patient, would not have gotten timely medication to prevent further seizure activity. My favorite golfer may have had an extended stroke, and one of my beloved crusty lobstermen may have died from an intestinal perforation. I would like to leave you all with one final thought. Emergencies are spontaneous, sporadic, and without any pattern. On Islesboro, time is crucial. Any risk, though small, of delaying patient transport because of a large tanker in Penobscot Bay is too large a risk for us to take. To close, I have personally seen the effects of disasters, both large and regional ones, and smaller personal ones. It can happen anywhere, at any time, and to anyone. It can happen to me, to you, to us. I thank you again for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight.
Thank you, Allison.